Lunch. I'm going to have a nap here pretty quick if we don't have this meeting. So I'd like to welcome everybody to the Council of Government, the COG meeting. And I hope everybody feels welcomed. And item two is consideration of previous meeting minutes from December 15th, 2021. Is everybody, especially those of you with skilled punctuation and spelling eyes, if you have anything to add?
Well, the information's correct. I read it.
Okay.
I'll make a motion.
We have a motion and a second to accept the minutes from December 15th, 2021. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Our next item is item three, a financial update. And we have Susanna Arias here to fill in for Susan Lewis to give us a report. Susanna?
So as of right now, your current preservation fund that you have that is unobligated, you have $472,578.46 used. Under your construction grant fund, you do have $594,017.13. And then finally, our construction revolving loan fund does have $347,771.87. So we are currently working on a Washington County audit along with other special service districts, and that's what we got going on.
Very good. Well, thank you.
How rapidly do those increase monthly?
They do. We do get our interest that we get from the Utah State, so we do bump that up based on, we disperse based on the percentages that we 60% to preservation, 30 to grant, and 10 to the revolving loan.
Do you remember, and Todd has this on top of his head, but how much revenue comes in every year, more or less? Ron, do you know?
To the COG?
Yeah, to the COG.
I think we get about $200,000 a month is what we say.
Okay.
I think you told that, Jay, that it was approximately $2 million a year.
$2 million a year? Yeah, that sounds about right. Okay. And I used to think that it was very good to save. I still do. But with the rate of inflation, it might be better to hurry and spend.
Yeah, what you built last year was a brand new move.
Exactly. So, very good. Well, thank you very much, Susanna.
Yeah.
Our next item is approval and update of the 2022 Master Priority Corridor Preservation Project List. And Ron, were you going to, Ron Whitehead, were you going to give that report to us, or is that right?
Yeah.
No, I was going to go with budget requests.
All right, who's going to report on?
There is a list at the very back of the packet that has the projects listed alphabetical for 2022. And aside from that, that's all I know about that.
These are alphabetical, not prioritized.
Yes.
Well, it looks like they want to take one of Santa Clara's projects off.
So it looks like the changes, actually I have Santa Clara is requesting that Chapel Street is removed. And then they want to add Claude Drive. And that would include the alignment from Santa Clara Drive to Arrowhead Trail. And then Santa Clara is also requesting that Gates Lane be added, and that includes the alignment from Clary Hills Drive to Western Corridor.
Very good.
Does that sound right, Mayor?
Yeah. Claude Drive is just one block. It's less than 400 feet. I think it just where the intersection would be on Santa Clara Drive into the regional network or the local network. And then Gates Lane is a future connection to the Western Corridor. So it comes down to the Gates Lane Bridge, brings traffic into the downtown off the corridor. It's corridor of the house.
Well, I'll make a motion that we amend those items.
Second.
And does your motion also include accepting the list with those changes? So we have a motion and a second to accept the Master Priority Corridor Preservation Project List with the changes that have been highlighted.
Discussion?
Yes, please.
So this isn't prioritized.
No.
It's alphabetical.
List, so we're just basically saying these are all priority projects, or priority
corridor preservation needs?
They just have to be on the list for COG.
Oh, that's true. That's a requirement. It has to be on the list. So.
Thank you.
By state statute, it has to be on the state on this list in order to qualify for funding in the next year. So if you have a willing seller who wants to give you to sell property, you can use this money if the project's on the list. We've had times in the past when a project was not on the list and we had a willing seller and we could not use the COG monies because the project was not on the list.
Thank you.
So
thank
you. Before you move away from those roads, I worked with Myron a little bit here, and the state's come up with their new list of priority roads that are kept kind of on their next year's list, high priority list, and they give us a chance to look at that this year. And Myron got it from his end of the MPO, and I got it from my end on the Corridor Preservation Committee upstate. And we were able to keep Purgatory Road on that high priority list, even though it's nobody from UDOT in here, are there? It's not officially listed as a UDOT road, and they try and keep all of UDOT's road on the high priority list. And they called and was questioning whether it should be there, if it was a local road, or whether it needed to be a UDOT road. And I says, we've discussed that a few times, and it's not been decided who's actually going to take over ownership of that road. So,
are you talking about the one going into the county fair end, the jail, both those roads?
More by the jail.
The jail, and then on down to the south end of the valley, and then it'll cross the river and hook right onto the exit, SR7 and the dam road.
Is that where you're going to have the exit for the county fair? Is that where that?
Well, we're going to take them through the shooting sports park into the back side of the landfill and then back out.
The shooting park part of this, when you're talking about?
No, we did the study a few years ago, and the challenge is both the shooting sports park and even more the landfill. So if we would have put the road through there, it would have eventually impacted both of those. And so it was decided to take it straight down.
It'll go down the east side of the valley down there through that private property that's unattainable right now, and then it'll go along the bottom side of the sand and gravel pits down there toward lines up with the intersection off 7th.
Southern Parkway.
SR7.
Yes, please.
Cameron, would you comment on the I-15 Boulevard, St. George Boulevard, I-15 block? It's on their list, 5th and then, well, kind of near that. That's right, 34, there's not going to be, you know what they're talking about.
Is it on the list?
Back page.
Oh, I got it on my phone really quick.
Like, Mayor, we need to start all over again on this.
That's fine.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because I thought we were only really approving the Santa Clara changes.
I wasn't
realizing that we were moving on this last page because it goes to different items, and so item 5, and so I don't.
That's funding. We'll get into that in a minute.
We have a motion and a second on item 4, and then a discussion going on.
Yeah, the discussion. And really, so this list is just, like Myron pointed out, according to state statute, we need to accept the list, so then throughout the year, as willing buyers become available, they can...
What's on the list for that?
You know what? I mean, I'm assuming that's just all St. George Boulevard, all the way from Bluff to I-15, doesn't include all the way to River Road, but I'm not sure if there's, in UDOT's plan, if there's more widening. I have not seen...
Because if they turn it into Bluff Street, I'm moving.
I have not seen anything making
because I haven't seen them build anything nice.
I'm not sure what that includes. Okay. I'm really not sure.
Well, I think we should be on top of that because seriously, Bluff Street is the ugliest street from the boulevard to Sunset. And if that's their intent, then I'll fight that tooth and nail not to happen.
Yes. So we have a motion and a second, and we've had discussion. Any other discussion? Well,
Commissioner?
Yes.
Just a question for Cameron. Is the Heritage Bridge crossing the Virgin River still a project? I haven't seen that on the master plan for quite a while.
Is it the Heritage Bridge?
Yeah, it's shown here as 900 East Virgin River Crossing, also known as the Heritage Bridge. I think that was.
Which item is that?
It's on the first page, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7th one down. Yeah, I think that was going to come off. But
that, you know what? I should, next meeting, I'll put that, I'll look into it and look to take that off, because this River 1450 South
right.
to Dixie Center, yeah, you're mm-hmm. correct. That would be in lieu of that project.
Okay.
All right. Well, with that, those.
Are you looking to approve this, even though there are changes likely that we're headed?
Well, Myron, help me understand the process.
It only done once a year.
This is done once a year.
You can update the list once a year. If you do it now, that's it for the year. If you postpone it for the next meeting, then that's postponed. But state statute requires the list to be updated a maximum of once a year.
I'm happy to amend my motion, and we can continue it until we maybe take
yeah.
off. Yeah, we change. I looked over the HERC, and I can't see the kids. I don't know if Arthur would be here, and he went to go pick up a daughter from a mission, so he's not here. So
I'm 99% sure I can get that. I can take that project off as a request, because that's what that 1450 South is.
Well, in that case,
and I honestly thought we were just making the motion to amend for the Santa Clara changes, not for the entire thing. So I'm happy to amend my motion to continue.
Yeah, we have to either adopt the list now or later, but it sounds like, Myron, you might be suggesting that we let all of our public works departments review
yes.
it first.
So Victor, I took this to DTAC a couple weeks ago and asked the public works directors within the MPO to look over the list and make any recommended changes, and I think that's where the Santa Clara changes came from. But if you want to continue working with Cameron, then that's fine.
Yeah,
I apologize for not being in the last
meeting.
Well, I don't have a strong preference, and I'll take motions from the members if you want to postpone it or accept the list now.
I'll second the amended motion to continue it to the next meeting.
So we have a motion and a second to continue until the next meeting. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion passes. Thank you very much, Mayor.
So there are potentially two changes beyond the Santa Clara?
Yeah, at least the 900 East, not hoping to the rest of it.
Okay.
Hey, you could find out what that is.
Yeah.
I'll find out.
Very good. We're on to item five, which is an action item. St. George City's request returning $244,900 of funding from the 1450 South Corridor Project to the Construction Grant Fund. Cameron? Or
These are funding requests. There's two or three of them right here. Todd left you a little explanation in your packet. So I'm just going to present it quickly, and then if you have any questions specifically for the road, Cameron can address it, or probably Mayor Hart for the items.
So Ron, are you going to speak to 4, 5, and 6, and 7? 4, 5, 6, and 7?
We just did 4, so we're
or 5, 6, 7?
5, 6, 7, yes.
Okay.
So action 5 item is St. George's request to return $244,900 from the 1450 South Corridor Project. To the Construction Grant Fund. COG approved $727,900, purchase of 4.028 acres. The money was not needed. St. George City would like to deobligate $244,900.
Holy cow, that's nice.
So that will come back in.
Right.
There's method here. Don't be afraid. Cameron, nobody's here to say St. George to but you. Sorry.
That's okay.
So the staff recommends go ahead and deobligate that. This will make a total of $838,917 available in the construction grant fund. Now, do you want to go through all of them for you? Item number 6, St. George requests additional funding for the COG to purchase property along 3000 East Corridor. COG approves $656,750 to purchase 12 parcels. St. George City is now asking for an additional amount of $769,136 for a total of $1,450,324 to be allocated to the project. This includes $16,200 in closing and appraisal costs, the total request is $769,136.
You lost all your money, but
yeah, no kidding.
So the money they just deobligated went back into the fund, and now they'd like it back out. So that was a good move.
Can we do motions on those separately?
Yeah, maybe we should. Well, let's do the fun one first, which is five. I'd take a motion and a second to
get return $244,000.
Again, item number five, the return of that precious money.
I second that motion.
We have a motion and a second. All those in favor say aye.
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 Very good. The motion passes. Thank you.
Victor, shouldn't these all be roll call because of the money? I mean, like aye and then aye.
Yeah. We haven't, but we're...
I don't know. That's just...
How have we done it in the past? What's our precedence been?
You mean as far as voting on it?
We roll call on ordinances and resolutions.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it's...
We do it on money, roll call, resolutions.
We do it on money.
We never have done roll call before.
No,
we
haven't.
Not per cog.
I'm fine. I think if somebody says nay, I'll hear.
I'll just say yeah.
You guys have always disagreed with each other.
When somebody disagrees, I can just say majority vote or whatever.
If it isn't unanimous, we'll do a roll call.
Very good. That'll be our rule going forward. Unless we need to put that in writing. Item six, which is action item, St. George City requesting additional funding from the COG. Ron?
The additional amount will be $769,136 for a total for that project of $1,450,324. So there's enough money back in there now that they can request that and it can be funded.
Do you have bids for that?
We have appraisals for some of it. We have William Seller, and I can explain any of. I know where the numbers are.
12 lots.
What's that?
It's 12 lots along there.
No, so the original request actually just went down to 2450 South. It didn't go all the way down like Segnoyer Drive, and so the initial 12 lots were part of that section, I guess, those phases. The additional lots that are added onto our list are going all the way down to Segmiller Drive to finish up 3000 East. The reason why the more money is the additional lots plus within the property values and things like that, unfortunately. But from the segment from 2450 South down does include a good chunk of property down there. And so there's some significant increases there.
So the staff is recommending this money come from the construction grant fund, since funding is available.
Chair?
Yes, please.
I really appreciated the documentation in the packet. That was really helpful, and really appreciate the work that the City of St. George is doing along 3000 East. That's going to be, you know, very beneficial. So I think this is good money spent regionally. If you're ready for a motion, I'm happy to make a motion.
Yeah, we have the money there. Very good. So, Mayor, is that a motion?
I'll motion that we grant the request for $769,136 additional dollars from the COG.
Construction.
We have a motion and a second. All those in favor say aye.
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 Very good. Item seven is an action item. St. George requests additional funding from the COG to purchase property along Commerce Drive corridor.
This is an existing project, and they're now asking for an additional amount of $11,900 for a total of $490,910 to be allocated to the project. The total request you're looking at today is $11,910. Staff recommends granting this request. It's from the construction grant fund, too.
So moved.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? All those in favor say aye.
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 Motion passes. Item 8 is an action item. Ivan City requests funding from the COG to purchase property along the Western Corridor. This would require transferring funds from the Corridor Revolving Loan Fund. So, Susanna, if we grant this, we just make that a part of the motion, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Very good.
Okay. They're requesting $753,000 for a corridor preservation fund. Two properties will be purchased, 1.78 acres at 900 South and 200 East in Ivins. It's currently owned by Hafen 2 LLC and is appraised at $482,000. The second property is 1.19 acres, about 300 east and Old Highway 91. It's owned by John and Ellen White and is appraised at $264,000. Together, the two parcels appraisals equal $746,000. Ivins is also asking for $7,000 closing costs for a total of $753,000. Appraisals have been completed by for both parties. There is sufficient funding available in the preservation fund. Staff recommends rejecting this request. There is insufficient funding, sorry. Staff recommends rejecting this request due to insufficient funding or transferring at least $281,000 from the corridor revolving loan fund for the preservation fund in order to have sufficient money in the corridor preservation grant fund for this. So I have to transfer the money to have the right money in there to do it, or look at the mayor.
It's a no-go.
Yeah, we wouldn't want our check to bounce.
I'll just put it this way. Have any of you ever negotiated with a Haven?
My grandma's a Haven.
This is our time, and now we might not get another chance.
I'm just telling you. If you want a Western Corridor, you better act.
We do want one. I'll make that motion.
So your motion is to grant the request.
And then also, to grant the request and to transfer the funds from the corridor revolving loan fund.
Are those numbers right, Susanna?
$281,000
will be transferred.
Yes, into construction.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. All those in favor say aye.
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 The motion passes. Thank you very much. And with that, we are done. So
we are done.
we're out of money, too, I think.
Since the item was continued, are we having a COG meeting next?
Well, I usually just do them based on project need. If there's not anything, we might not have one next time.
Okay.
And then
we just approve the actual list.
Yeah, I don't know how critical that is to approve it right away. I don't know that.
I'm going to bring it back to my staff.
Are your new roads going to be something there?
I'll let you know.
We have to approve it.
How often do we have to vote on the list?
Maximum of once a year.
Is it critical that we bring it back?
So does this stay on the existing? Like we have a list right now that we've already voted on.
Right, and that list stands until you...
Okay. All right, well, we might as well just have everybody look at